Good Monday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook Flash Briefing, brought to you by the Coalition for Affordable Prescription Drugs. What a game last night. The headline in the Boston Globe celebrating the Patriots' improbable win over the Atlanta Falcons says it all. A win for the ages. Donald Trump's immigration ban remains on hold at least until Monday. The Washington Post has the latest that a federal appeals court ruled that the order will be suspended for now. The appeals court also asked those challenging the ban to file written arguments by 4 a.m. Eastern Time on Monday and asked the Justice Department lawyers to reply by 6 p.m. Eastern Time. They could then schedule a hearing or rule whether the ban should remain on hold. Get ready for another busy week in Washington. The Senate is hitting the ground running with two major cabinet votes, Betsy DeVos for education and Senator Jeff Sessions for attorney general. While Democrats and outside groups have continued to keep the pressure up on DeVos, Republicans still believe they have the votes, even if it means Vice President Mike Pence will have to cast a tie-breaking vote. Look for Republicans to take up Sessions' AG nomination as soon as possible. Our colleague Sungmin Kim has the goods on who SCOTUS nominee Neil Gorsuch will be meeting with this week. He's lined up more than a dozen meetings starting today. Some important ones to watch include Montana Senator John Tester and California Senator Dianne Feinstein, who is also the top Democrat on the Judiciary Committee. We are out this morning with a few scoops. First, Natalie Jones, who the Washington Post had said was Trump's likely pick for social secretary, has withdrawn her name from consideration. Jones was acting chief of protocol at the State Department in the Obama administration. In other job news, Ashley Hickey Marquis is returning to the White House as chief of staff to Gary Cohn, director of the National Economic Council. And CAA is continuing to make headway into the Washington political market. The Hollywood talent agency signed up former ambassador Susan Rice to its roster. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.